Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, August 28th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. In today's show, we have a special interview with Dr. Carl Hoffauer, who's with Failure Prevention Associates, and we'll be back with this interview right after this message.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
We're talking today with Dr. Carl Hoffauer, founder and executive director of Failure Prevention Associates, LLC, also known as FPA, and their website is www.failureprevention.com. Failure Prevention is located in Houston, Texas. FPA is comprised of experienced staff certified in vibration analysis, thermography, ultrasound inspection, electric motor testing, field balancing, laser alignment, and reliability-centered maintenance practices. So, Carl, it seems like there are always exciting issues in your business. What's new?
Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah, a recent experience that we just had, I think might interest your audience, was an opportunity regarding doing laser shaft alignment training. So we were in a mill where the craftspeople were having difficulties with the longevity of bearings and also were having high vibration issues. So they were using a laser, a certain type of laser alignment tool that, let's just say they were doing the best they could, and bless their hearts, that laser should have been retired a long time ago. It wasn't designed for heavy industrial use in a big mill. And so the tool they were using it wasn't the right tool for the job they needed. So we did an assessment, and what we found out is not only did they have a tool that was purchased based on budgetary needs or budgetary allowances, not actually what they needed. So we find that often where someone will they'll make a particular decision to buy something based on budget. And that's unfortunately one of the worst ways to do something because, you know, you can take a sedan basically and drive it through the hills and the creeks, but you probably should have gotten a four-wheel drive, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It'll do the job, maybe, but I certainly wouldn't want to take a Prius on a mountain hike through the Rockies.
Me either.
Nothing against Toyota Priuses. They're great. But again, you want the right tool for the right application, correct?
Right.
So in this situation, if you have an incorrect tool being applied to a situation, you're going to pay for it in huge costs over a long period of time. And I think that's sometimes where people get a little bit lost. They have a short-term gain because it met their budget instead of fighting for and trying to get a higher, better quality tool, that then that extra time that's lost because of the improper tool being applied to that situation, you're going to pay for that time and time again. So, you know, you don't want to really pay for something in a small amount year after year, time after time over the next 10 years. So anyway, so that's something that came upon that we kind of have as a rule is make sure that the tool that you're buying meets your needs for the long term. And even though the upfront cost might be a bit more expensive than you were planning on, you're going to pay for that well into the in the future 10 years of your using that tool because it's the right tool for the job.
Now, I agree with that 100%, but sometimes that's a tough sell. The purchase with the budget control today may not plan on sticking around for 10 years after all.
Well, that's true. That's true. But we can demonstrate the savings. Even the stingiest accounting wonk can get the message. So, in fact, one of our clients sent me an email today and said he really wanted to thank us for the laser alignment training and helping us prove the value of getting an industrial-grade laser alignment tool for their shaft alignment. So the other one was a troublesome piece of equipment. And in this case, when we gave him the classroom training, which they can get from most vendors, but what we do, and this is different than other people, is we actually go out in the field and said, give us a machine with problems. And they ended up choosing the one that had excessive vibration. And so our approach is always a couple classroom work, and I'm sorry about that. But we always take field experience and put that with the classroom. There's nothing we find more crazy than just to give somebody some classroom training on something that's supposed to be applied in the field in the mill, right? So you really want that real-world training.
Right. And could you tell me if there's any other savings for the client in a situation like this?
Yeah, of course. Every time it isn't properly brought within the manufacturer's specs, meaning it needs to be shut down and then they dig into again. So that involves the lockout, tagout, all the normal safety procedures. And as you know, Steve, in the paper industry, an hour of downtime can cost $30,000 to $60,000 each and every time.
Right.
So the client can buy a lot of specialized tool just with that 1 hour, if you know what I mean.
I understand. And then are there any other savings?
Well, sure, the savings really never end. A properly aligned motor pulls a fraction of the amps of a poorly aligned motor, so there's even some electrical costs that are saved on there. But the biggest thing is you don't want a premature failure because you get a premature failure, and then you got more downtime.
Well, so in an experience like this, what is the client left with when you leave?
Well, it just comes with our approach of training and helping to turn training into a long-term programs to help achieve better results. So we've got tools, both physical tools and training techniques, to prove out that when they make the changes we advocate, they get long-term value out of that. So one of our key metrics that we use to assure the proof of value when we deliver and show is not just a classroom approach, but we really focus on the client learning specific steps that it takes to do proper work once we leave. You know, I like to focus on first-time fix rates or how long in between that mean time between failure. So we don't just leave you with your own program, but we leave you with people having the buy-in that this was the proper tool. They know how to use it. They know how to get results in the field. And to expand upon that just a little bit is not every motor is put in a location that you have tons of room all around it. And so we often see where people become, quote, bolt bound. And so part of the thing of a real world training is to go over that. What would you do if you're bolt bound and you can't move this thing because of other constraints of piping, a wall, or other equipment there? And so in the real world, you have to still figure it out. Because if you don't, you're going to have a misaligned piece of equipment. And misalignment causes stress to bearings and couplings, which reduces overall length of life cycle. And that shortens that mean time between failure. So that's one of the things that we like to use as a metric is first-time fix rates and mean time between failure so we can prove out that these people are doing a good job. And the guys are trying. They're really – I mean, these maintenance people are heroes. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do the best they can with low budgets, with low amount of time. So they're trying to get things done quicker and cheaper than before. But sometimes you just have to take that little bit extra time to be able to make sure that you have a perfect precision alignment so you get that long-term use of the equipment.
And that's what we're all looking for. And today we've been talking to Dr. Carl Hoffauer of Failure Prevention Associates. Carl, thanks so much for your time. And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always email me at Carl, K-A-R-L, at failureprevention.com. That's the fastest. But if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, there's not too many Dr. Carl Hoffauers. Or you can go to our website, which is failureprevention.com, and just click on the button that says Contact Us. We'd be happy to talk with you about your situations and how maybe our on-site training can help you make things a little bit better.
Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.